Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening today to our special teleconference. I'm Burke Allen, live in Washington, D.C., and our guest today is radio producer J.C. Fernandez. He's going to give us a whole bunch of great insider tips and techniques to getting tons of free publicity doing radio shows. If you have questions as we go along, you can dial star 2 to raise your virtual hand. Aaron Leisner, our director of client services, joins us here from our studios. And J.C. Fernandez and I have known each other for over a decade now. He's the on-air executive producer for the Mark and Mercedes in the Morning Show at Mix 94.1 in Las Vegas, always a top five radio station in the very competitive Las Vegas market. J.C. started producing that program after graduating from UNLV back in the late 90s. In 2001, J.C. came here to Washington, D.C. to help produce the morning show at WWZZ in Washington, which is a top 10 market. And while he was here, it was pretty tumultuous. He actually helped launch three morning shows for that radio station. In 2005, he was lured back to the bright lights of Las Vegas and the number one ranked Mark and Mercedes in the morning program, which he then helped launch into national syndication. Now, if you're in Las Vegas, you may hear J.C. as a spokesperson for companies including Ford, the M Resort and Casino, TBS, Dunkin' Donuts. And because J.C. is my favorite metrosexual, I'll let you know that he's a spokesperson for Ideal Image Laser Hair Removal Center.
That's right.
We are so happy to have you and your laser-removed hair on the call, J.C. Thanks.
Perfectly smooth skin. I'll give Ideal Image a couple pitches during this conference call. Thanks for having me, Burke. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, it's great to be here in Las Vegas, Mark and Mercedes in the morning. And it's funny, it's where I started my career. Like you said, did the 5 years in D.C., but something about Vegas, it just, the city just lures you back here.
That's right. You think you're going to get away, and it keeps dragging you back.
When I met
J.C., I was a programmer for CBS Radio there in Las Vegas and was struck by his work ethic, first and foremost, and also by his ability and skill to get major celebrity guests on that program. But not only the major celebrity guests, he was also able to attract these really entertaining guests to the radio show that were your average, everyday individual. But when they were on the air with Mark and Mercedes and J.C., they were incredibly entertaining and informative, and that helped propel that brand new radio show all the way to the top in the ratings in that very competitive market. So, J.C., as we get started with the call, we're certainly going to tell our listeners how they can get on radio and on TV, what they should tell radio producers, and sort of how to pitch these producers. But I'd also like to hear from you, before we get into the real nuts and bolts of things, some of the big names that you've had on the show and some of the biggest guests and best guests and sort of what made them great guests for Mark and Mercedes.
You know, some of the big names we've had recently, Donald Trump, Jay Leno. Jay Leno is a regular on the show. Trying to along the movie stars that have been on the show. We're big with reality TV shows. We're all over that TV show Big Brother, and we had majority of the cast on the show recently. We're big with our artists, too, that we play because we're a music station first, so we're big with the artists, Daughtry, and we had Brandon Flowers of The Killers on recently. You know, it's so funny when it comes to a guest because I would say 9 times out of 10, we prefer to tape our guest, and we tape them when we get off the air. And we can sit down on paper and we're going to say, you know, a comedian. Okay, this comedian, he's hysterical when you see him on whatever talk show and you've seen his stand-up and he's fantastic and hosts whatever TV show you're on. He's just fantastic. And sometimes when you get people on the phone, they're just flat. And it's just there's no way to predict who's going to be funny, who's going to be a successful interview or what's going to bomb, what's going to work and not work. It's just for some reason we start recording an interview. Some people get it, and some people don't. And it's so frustrating, too, because you go through, as a producer, go through all the legwork to get a big name on. We just had Chris Daughtry on the show last week or 2 weeks ago. And you go through all this legwork to get him on the show, and you finally nail it down, and he calls in, and he's on his cell phone from a golf course, and the reception is bad, and he's not energetic and just not engaging. And it's one of the most frustrating things about the job, to be honest.
Now, as the executive producer of the show, what are your duties? I think that would be important for the people listening to know because, you know, their goal is to figure out how to harness this free media exposure you can get by being a guest on radio and TV and in print. So as the executive producer, what is it you do for that show?
You know, I think every show is a little bit different when it comes to how they use their producers, the executive producer. For me out here in Vegas, you know, these range from producing bits, best of segments, to come in with topic ideas, keeping the show running on time, with syndication, making sure you're on in your syndicated markets and keeping the show on time in your syndicated markets. But I think the most important thing to this call is the fact that when it comes to having guests on with Mark and Mercedes, that I'm the first line. The guest pitches come to me. I hear all the guest pitches, and then what I think would be right for the show, I turn around and pitch it to Mark and Mercedes. So when it comes to booking guests, it all comes through me, at least for our show. Everything comes my way. Nothing goes to Mark and Mercedes. I kind of filter out what I think would work for us and what wouldn't work, and then turn around and pitch it to Mark and Mercedes. And the same thing goes during the show. If we're on the air and we're talking about health food and we want a fitness expert on the show, they turn to me to immediately quickly find, as fast as I can, an expert that can call the show and talk about certain fitness products or back-to-school ideas. And so I'm the go-to guy for that.
Well, you said a couple of things that are pretty important I want to make sure that our listeners picked up on. And one is that you're the gatekeeper. The producer of the radio show is the gatekeeper that really can make or break your ability to be a guest on a radio program. So you're the one that they need to impress. And the second piece that you mentioned I thought was very interesting is that if a topic comes up and at the last minute you want an expert on the air, that you keep some sort of, I would assume, electronic Rolodex of individuals that you can tap into in order to have a guest expert available. How does someone get into your particular Rolodex as a guest expert?
You know, after doing it for 13 years, the Rolodex is definitely, I've added a lot of names and numbers to that. I network as well with a lot of producers. So if I need a fitness expert or nutritionist for the show during a certain hour, if I don't have it in my Rolodex, I will shoot an email out to five or six producers that I network with and see what they have. But also, we go online, Google health nutritionist and see what comes up. And that's a big thing too, is that as a guest, that I need to be able to access you, and also quickly too. Because a lot of times someone would have a website promoting their book, but there's not a phone number or there's not an easy way to get in touch with them. I need instant access. So if I go to a website, if there's a publicist contact number or a direct contact number, that really helps me in getting that person on the show immediately, at least.
That's fantastic, and I understand we have a question coming up in just a second. Before we get to that, I do want to mention our service, guestmatch.com, has a $1 trial membership now. It's a buck for 30 days trial membership, and you can be listed on guestmatch.com for producers like JC Fernandez to be able to find you quickly and easily. And when you do list yourself with guestmatch.com, make sure, you just heard it from JC, that your phone number is right there. It's prominent, and it's the phone number that producers can find you quickly and easily. You need a phone number and direct email access listed on your guestmatch.com profile. It's only $1 to join for the next 30 days. And Aaron is our director of client services. Do we have a question coming in?
I actually have two questions here. The first is from E.G. Sebastian in Beaufort. He asks, what are some effective ways to contacting the media, and what should I have in line in order to be considered for their show?
All right, very good. So the first part is how do I contact the media? Is that right?
What are some of the effective ways to contacting the media?
All right, very good. And hi, EG, thanks for checking in from South Carolina. I think effective ways depend a lot on the producer. We talk to a lot of producers who are sort of old school and like to do things with a telephone. JC, you're a younger guy. I would imagine electronic communication is your preferred method to be contacted.
I prefer everything email. I have a voicemail set up at the office, and I know this is horrible, but I hardly check it. I'll look down, and sometimes there's 10 to 12 voicemails on there, and I just don't check it. But my outgoing message on it tells people right away to, if you get this, shoot me an email, or even call I have my cell phone number on there. Call my cell. I don't mind people calling my cell phone. But for me, it's emails, and it's consistent emails. I'll see something that comes through, and I might delete it the first couple times, but the third time it'll catch my eye. So I would say, for me at least, it's emails and consistently sending those emails out to producers and radio stations across the country. It's about consistency.
How many, just for my own satisfaction, how many email pitches would you say for guests you receive per day?
Easily 15 to 20. I just own up my phone right now, and since we started this, there's 2, 4, I got 10 since we started this conference call on guest pitches.
Wow. And we've been on this call as of now 9 minutes, and you received that many pitches. All right. And the second part of E.G. Sebastian's question, Aaron?
Was what should they have in line in order to be considered for the show?
You know, and J.C., I want to get your input as well, but E.G., I think that having a unique, compelling topic or point of reference is really important. If you have something to say that everyone else doesn't already have to say, and it's compelling to that station's target demographic, then you've got a better chance than others to get in there, and exponentially better if you really understand that radio station. For example, JC station in Las Vegas has a young female target, a young adult female target. So if what you have to say can be tailored to hit that target in the bullseye, you've got a much better chance of being on the air. Along with being unique and compelling, what else should potential guests have in line for you, JC?
You know, in this world of where Twitter and you keep everything to 160 characters or less when you're doing your tweets and everything, what jumps out to me is right there in the subject. So I'm just looking down at my phone and I see there's one. The subject is story idea. So right there, I just kind of know it's a pitch. I'm probably not even gonna look at it. I'm just gonna delete it. But I'll give you a great example. This was about 3 weeks ago. I get an email from a producer in Denver. She sent me an email saying, "Hey, Snooki from the Jersey Shore is doing some press. Just emailed the guy. He says he's wide open. Get on it right away." So I'm like, "That's awesome. That's Snooki. We talk about the Jersey Shore, and that's an interview we'd probably put on the show." So immediately he forwards me the email. I open it up. I'm like, "This is Snooki. This is great." And I start reading it, and it was a pitch for it was either a fashion pitch or something about diet or something, but they tied Snooki into it. So right away that grabbed our attention. Where this producer in Denver saw this, and he didn't read all the way through, but it caught his eye. It grabbed our attention. So right there, I'm reading the entire pitch, and it was just something that didn't fit us, but it was a very clever pitch in the way they tied Snooki is, you know, the star of Jersey Shore, and she also is, you know, a fashion expert. We'll tell you the top 10 fashion don'ts of the fall season. So it caught my eye, and being clever with your pitches and the subject line jumps out to us as producers.
That's beautiful. A great subject line, so keep that in mind. And consistency in your emails. Aaron, any other questions?
Yeah, one from Doris. It says, "How do I find radio stations that are looking for guest speakers and experts?"
Ah, that's a great question. How do you actually find the radio stations? Well, one of the ways that we recommend, Doris, is that you, for radio in particular, you use a website that we utilize a lot in our own company. It's radio-locator.com. Radio-locator.com. And that's an online database of every radio station in the United States of America. And you can sort them either by call letters or by the city. And so if you want to target, for example, Las Vegas, you type in the city, Las Vegas, Nevada. It will list every AM and every FM radio station in that market with a link to that station's website. And when you click on the radio station's website, you can scroll through the individual shows on that station and get a pretty quick feel as to whether or not they're looking for guests. JC, if you were going to go out after radio shows and try to figure out which ones are looking for guests, where would you start?
Well, for me, it's a lot of networking. So I think as soon as if you've done one radio interview and you get that first one done and it's a great success and the hosts and the producers are really enthusiastic about how the interview went, I would just ask them to kind of pass the word on to other producers, because I get a report from radio stations across the country every day, from what they did on their show the day before, what worked, what didn't work, what guests they've had on, and contacts for those guests. So I'll look at that stuff first. If I see a station that I talk with a lot in Philadelphia had, a fashion expert on yesterday, and she was great, and she was quick and right to the point, and I got a recommendation from a station that I trust in Philadelphia, I'd be more fast, quicker to book that guest versus a guest that doesn't have no recommendation from another radio station.
See, that's a great point. These recommendations from other radio stations are huge. That's one of the reasons we recommend to our clients at Guest Match and Allen Media Strategies that they list, as part of their pitch, the call letters and shows that they've been on recently, because it's an implied endorsement from those programs. But talk to me a little bit more, JC, about this bit board, I guess, is the service you're talking about, where
yes,
producers network with one another. And I'm sure our listeners would love to find out how that works exactly and how you guys network and share information.
Bitboard, it's a radio service that's been around for probably a good 15, maybe 20 years now. And it's a service that radio stations subscribe to. And it's a real simple process. How it works is once a week we write up a report. And for us, it's actually our co-host, Mercedes. She writes the report every week. And it's just she puts down maybe the 5 to 10 bits or topics that we did on the show that work for us. And then I'll give her 2 to 3 guests that we had on that were great. And she'll put the contact information, and we submit our report. And you have radio stations from across the country doing this. Every market, I know there's at least 3 stations in Las Vegas that subscribe to this service. And so every day, I come into work, and I get my report from radio stations across the country of what worked for them, what didn't, and like I said, the guest and contacts. And it's really helpful. And if you get, like I said, if you get, like Burke said, an endorsement, if I see a station that I trust in L.A. had on a certain guest and they give it their endorsement, I'm more apt to book that guest.
If you're just joining us on the call, our special guest is J.C. Fernandez. He's the executive producer for the Mark and Mercedes in the Morning program at KMXB, Mix 94.1 in Las Vegas. J.C. and I are old buds. We worked together many years ago there at CBS Radio in Las Vegas, and he's giving us great insider information on how you can be considered to be a guest on the radio and receive thousands of dollars in free media exposure. Now, we have a couple of specials that I want to tell you about that are will give you great savings as you go after this free publicity. One of those is our GuestMatch.com service. If you're not yet a GuestMatch member, GuestMatch is an online media kit service that television stations, radio stations, newspapers, and online sources can scroll through and find interesting guests. It's very easy to locate guests and browse guests and sort through. And for the next 30 days, you can sign up for $1. So it's only $1 for your trial membership. Find out more at guestmatch.com. And also, a little later on this month here in Washington, D.C., our company, Allen Media Strategies, along with GuestMatch, are presenting our Media Mastery Weekend. That's October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And for callers who are listening in today, as well as listening to the podcast, we have an incredible special for you to come in and get this on-site media training. And we just found out today that every one of our attendees, October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, to Media Mastery Weekend, will get to be on set at Fox News Channel's Washington Bureau right here in D.C. So we'll tell you how you can get in on that at a reduced price in just a couple of minutes. J.C. Fernandez has been producing these morning shows for over 13 years now, so I want to ask you, if someone were to write an email pitch to you and the subject line grabs you and then you open it up and you book this guest and then they come on the air with you, what are the qualities you're looking for in a great guest?
We want them, first off, to be a great phone connection, because you'd be surprised how many people call to do an interview and they're on their cell phone, and right out of the bat, just a bad connection. It's just very frustrating, and if you're having a hard time hearing the guest, it puts the host, I think, their mindset kind of, not in a bad mood, but just kind of puts them in a different mindset right out of the gate. So the first thing is, when you get this interview, lock in a landline from your house. Don't throw in a cell phone when you're driving, so you can pay complete attention to the host. Secondly, is to keep your responses to the question and everything. Keep everything short and timely. This day and age with PPM and people are punching around the button so fast, looking to be entertained, that if we have a guest that's long-winded, we can just envision the people changing the channel. We got to keep, for our show at least, keep everything fast. And move it in a timely fashion. The other thing is, when it comes to plugging whatever product it is, leave it up to the host. The hosts know the best way for their show to plug your product. If you're calling in and you're pitching a new kind of toothpaste that's out there, let the host work in the pitch for the toothpaste. Because for some reason, as soon as when the guest does it, it sounds like a pitch. When the host does it, it comes across, it's more natural, it's conversational. So leave it in the hands of the host. I guarantee you, whatever product you're selling, book, the host will work it in, whether it's just at the start of the interview or the end of the interview, they're going to work your product in for you. And it's kind of funny because about 2 weeks ago, we had on Rachel, who was on that show, Big Brother. It was the day after the show just wrapped up. She was she's a Vegas girl, and we had her on, and we interviewed her for about 10 minutes, and the final few minutes of the interview, she started plugging an event she was going to be at here in Las Vegas, this party she was going to be at, how you can get in, how much it costs, where to buy tickets, and she did the plugging on her own. When we went back and looked at the research, the PPM research, and we watched that interview, and we had, during the interview, 11 people that have these personal people meters, 11 people, which is actually a large amount, 11 people listening to this interview that were being monitored, and 11 people stayed with that interview up until the point when she started to pitch her her party. And as soon as she started to do her pitch, we could see that the people drop 10, 9, 8. And as soon as the plugs and the pitches started coming from the guest, people started tuning out right away.
Wow. And then that's the PPM is the personal people meter. We're going to get into that technology. It's really important for guests to have an understanding of that and how it works in just a couple of minutes. By the way, if you have a question for JC Fernandez or for me or Aaron here in the office, dial *2 to raise your virtual hand. That's *2, and Aaron, to the phones for you.
Actually, going along with what we were just talking about, we have a question from CP in Atlanta. Part one is, what types of things do I need to say to promote my business without being obnoxious about it?
All right, very good. Well, you know, one of the techniques that we teach is that you work in your product pitches very subtly into the conversation. You know, you and the radio station both have a goal, and those goals aren't necessarily concurrent. You're there to drum up some free PR for yourself. The radio station's goal is to generate as many listeners as possible. So one technique you might want to work on to subtly work that in is think of ways that within the fabric of the on-air interview, of the conversation itself, you can work in the name of your website or the name of your book. For example, if your website is fish.com, you might answer Mark and Mercedes by saying, well, you know, that's a great question, Mercedes, and at fish.com today, someone just wrote me an email about this, and I said... So you're working into the fabric of the conversation. The other thing that I think makes an awful lot of sense is to come prepared with information for the executive producer that they can use to set up your pitches to be done by the host themselves. So how does that actually work from a blocking and tackling standpoint, JC? If a guest wants you to plug something, how do they get that information to you?
Well, it's great. Like you said, if we're doing an interview and I get, you know, these are five topics that you as the guest would like to cover. We'll get that to Mark and Mercedes, and so they know to ask these certain questions, and it'll do it in a way where it doesn't sound forced. So as soon as you land that interview and you're getting ready to go on the radio show, shoot the producer 5 to 10 things that you want to talk about, questions that you would like to have asked. And the host, they'll work it in there in their own style, and everyone's style is different. So that helps us out a lot. And that goes with same with celebrity guests before, too, because there's plenty of publicists that before we start an interview with a guest, they'll say, hey, by the way, don't talk about this. We had just happened on Friday with Jay Leno. Had him on numerous times since the whole Conan thing broke, but for some reason this past Friday, he didn't want to talk about Conan. So before the interview started, his publicist said, hey, by the way, Jay doesn't want to talk about Conan today. No problem. Mark and Mercedes stayed clear of it, didn't make for any awkward radio, and we can do the same for any guest that comes on the show.
Interesting. All right, very good. And you have another question?
The second part from CP is, what can I say or do to motivate listeners to contact me about my services?
Well, you know, I think that being genuine and energetic on the air are the two things that go the furthest, especially in radio. You have to think about how people listen to radio in particular. It's on in the car. They're already doing one other thing that they should be concentrating on, and that's driving. In today's world, sadly, sometimes they're also texting. Maybe they have kids in the back seat that are making noise. So that energy and enthusiasm will help people pay attention to you an awful lot more. And the other thing that you certainly can do is look for ways to, within the fabric of the conversation, naturally make sure that you give them touch points that will help them find you on the web, whether it's your name, finding ways to get your name repeated or the name of your website repeated on a regular basis. If it's your book, working in the title of that book into the conversation as often as possible without it sounding obnoxious certainly makes a big difference. Make sure that you make it easy for people to find you. And then when they get to your website, it's your job to capture them from that point. So make sure you've got an email opt-in on your website so you can capture that email and begin that retail conversation. JC Fernandez is our guest today. We're talking about what radio station and radio show producers are looking for in a guest. And JC, you talked about the PPM And for those of us in the broadcasting industry, and of course that's everyone at Allen Media Strategies and Guest Match, we're all broadcasters, we're familiar with PPM. Our listeners may not be, but this is really important in terms of what radio stations are looking for guests now. So can you explain what the PPM is and how it works?
Yeah, well, PPM, the personal people meters, you know, I think a majority of markets have now switched over to PPM. At least all the big ones have. Correct, Burke? Or
that's right.
There's
still
stations that did. I mean, in years past, it would be the diary arbitrons people would get, and they would get an actual diary that they would fill out at home and write down what radio stations they listen to. And so a lot of times you get someone that will listen to Mark and Mercedes, and they would listen to us maybe 50% of the week, and the other 50%. They were punching around and checking on other things, but when it came time to filling out that diary, they were fans of ours. They would just write down, I listen to Mark and Mercedes from 6 in the morning to 10 in the morning, and they mark it down every day, and so we get credit for this one person to listening to our entire show. So ratings would be huge. So now with this PPM, it's like a little beeper that people are carrying around that actually picks up on the frequencies of what stations everyone is listening to. So someone gets in their car at 6 o'clock, and they listen to Mark and Mercedes for 15 minutes that morning. We're only getting credit for 15 minutes versus with the old diary system, they might write down they listened all morning when, in fact, they only listened for 15 minutes. And now it's tracking every move. And we can see, like I mentioned in that that interview with Rachel from Big Brother, we could see that we had 11 people that had these meters. You know, hopefully there's more than 11 people listening to the radio station. But
sure,
there's 11 people at the time that had the meters that were listening to us. And we can pinpoint it to the minute when these people punched away, and we can see, okay, they left our interview with Rachel from Big Brother, and they went to our competitor who was playing music at the time. Well, then they left that station and went to another station that had a comedian on at that time. And you can track which way people are going, or we can sit there and look at 7:30 this morning, five people all of a sudden joined our show, and they came from the country station. Why do they all suddenly leave the country station and come to our station? And you look at what was going on at the country station, and was maybe they had a bad guest at that time, or they hit commercials, so people are punching around. So we can track to the minute what is working on the show and what's not working. And it's really neat, but it's also really scary to see where people are going and where they're coming from during the morning show.
And these personal people meters, the electronic measurement devices, are handed out to a demographic sample of radio listeners in each market. And then all that data is tabulated, and the stations that have the most listeners, according to the personal people meter, are able to charge the most for advertising because they have the highest ratings in the market. And so it makes all the difference in the world. And, JC, I know that some of the morning shows we work with around the country have begun utilizing guests much more selectively since the advent of the personal people meter, because they can tell if a guest comes on and over pitches, they can see those listeners going away, just like they did with your guest from Big Brother. Has that changed, the personal people meter, changed the number of guests that you book or the length of the guest segments that you do?
We're Mark and Mercedes are very selective when it comes to putting guests on the show. And then when we do book the guest, we try to tape it. 9 times out of 10, we're going to tape that interview because we want to have, in the end, the hosts want to have the ultimate control of the interview. So if there is a guest that's doing a long pitch or they're just telling a story that's just long and boring, they want to have the opportunity to be able to edit it out. And so we'll tape an interview, maybe about 10 minutes, and we'll chop it down to 3 to 4 minutes. We'll get 6 minutes, just delete it and not even play it back and get it down to the best 3 minutes, and that's what a lot of radio stations are doing nowadays, and a lot of stations will break it up too. They might record your interview for 15 minutes and then break it up into 4 different segments of 2 minutes apiece and break it up in between songs and commercials. But for us, we try to always tape it, and then after we do tape it, we go back and we edit it and we chop out all the boring parts, and so it's the best 3 to 4 minutes and the most entertaining 3 to 4 minutes possible.
And that's a great lesson for our listeners who want to get free media. You know, JC's talking about how his show does a lot of interview taping. And one of the reasons that I've always been a JC Fernandez fan is he's one of the hardest working producers in the business because he insists on taping those interviews. From a broadcaster standpoint, that's absolutely the right thing to do. You as a guest, however, you want to angle as much as you can for those live interviews because you know the live interview is the one that can't be edited down. and taped. Aaron, who's also on the line with us as our Director of Client Services, produces for a sports talk station here in D.C. You guys probably rarely ever tape your guest, right, Aaron?
We only tape them if we have some sort of timing issue where we want to get the guy on or the female on, and we're unable to due to a Wizards game or a Redskins game or something along those lines. But we try to do as many live interviews as possible.
So the difference here, guys, is that JC works for a music radio station where every one of those guest segments are going to be short and to the point. Think of the Today Show format on television where every interview is 3 to 4 minutes long at the most, whereas Aaron works for a talk formatted station. You'll have a little bit more time on the air. Now, having said that, having longer talk breaks does not necessarily mean that you're going to have more sales or more listeners. In fact, in most markets, not all markets, but in most markets, the music stations have the highest ratings, and I think that is still the case there in Las Vegas, right, JC?
Yes. Yeah, the music stations, they still hold their own. And then just because, too, that we might have a guest on, and it's a three-minute interview, and maybe the guest will walk away saying, I only got 3 minutes, and they only plug my product twice and just not feeling like they got a lot out of it. You have to remember, too, that throughout the show, at least for us, we're constantly back-selling and front-selling our guests. So, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, we start the show. Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, make sure you listen to Susie Smith, and she's got the fashion tips for the fall and her website, susiesmith.com. So we're plugging whatever guests we have on, whatever product they're pitching. Even outside of the interview, we're still plugging that stuff, plus with Twitter and the station's Facebook, and then our radio station website is huge with blogs and people listening online as well.
If you'd like to be a guest on the radio or on television, maybe in print or online, we have a phenomenal service called Guest Match. You can find out more about it at guestmatch.com. That's guestmatch.com, and that's a site where producers like JC and Aaron go to look for guests for the radio shows and where TV producers go to look for guests for the TV shows, as well as print journalists and bloggers and online folks. And for the next 30 days, you can get a trial membership, and it's just $1 to be a Guest Match member. Also, if you would like to get thousands of dollars in free media exposure, but you're not exactly sure how to go about it, and maybe you need some hands-on learn-by-doing coaching in a studio, well, our next Media Mastery Weekend Training is coming up October 22nd, 23rd, 24th here in Washington, D.C. And for the folks who are listening to this call, you can get in for half price. Half price. Now, you can find out more at MediaMasteryWeekend.com. But remember, the half price pricing is available only through this office, and we have a special bonus that we'll tell you about at the end of the call today. JC, you talked about web content for your guests that come on the air and giving them the extra plug whenever they do the interviews. We always recommend to our clients who are going after free media exposure that they supply the producers with additional content for the website, top 10 lists, top 5 lists, and also to send in contact information that can be left in the studio for the midday host, the afternoon host, the night host to refer back to and help sort of exponentially drive more traffic for that guest. What would you like to see from guests to help you not only get them on the air but to give them that extra exposure? What do you'd like for them to supply for you?
You know, it's kind of funny, too, if we have if you're pitching a book or a certain product, to make sure that we get the product ahead of time. Because it's great if we're talking about whatever product it is that the hosts actually have that in front of them, or if it's a book, to give them, you know, a day or so to kind of, you know, look through the pages of the book, and especially if it's a certain product that they can either try it out or something. So whatever you are, if we booked the interview for next Wednesday, make sure you overnight whatever it is you're pitching or selling, so the host can have it, play around with it. It's in the office; they can see whatever product that you guys are selling. And kudos to whoever sent me I got an email from someone that's listening that's pitching me their guest while we're doing this actual. So kudos to whoever just sent that through. That's fantastic.
So someone is on the ball. All right, excellent.
Yeah.
Way to pay attention there. Okay, so you talked about, JC, whenever folks do reach out to you via email, and you also talked about them, you know, overnighting a book your way. Let's talk about physical press kits versus online materials in 2010. What do you like to see? Do you prefer one or the other? Is it wasted expense these days to have a physical press kit? What do you think?
You know, I think it depends on the product that you're pitching. You know, some stuff that's if it's a clever pitch and we get it sent to our office and we open it up, and because we wrap up the show at 10 o'clock, and then we're in the office for a half hour, 45 minutes, discussing the show, planning the show, and just kind of unwinding and going through mail and everything. And if you've got a clever product that I can open and see it, and we're kind of laughing about it, and I show Mark and Mercedes, that kind of gives you a little bit more of an advantage than someone that sends me an email, and I might not even read it. At least there's something in my hand that I'm holding and looking at, and I can also show Mark and Mercedes as well.
Is there a line that you cross in pestering the producer too much? You talked about consistent emails, that one email is not going to do it. What's too many?
I don't think there is too many. As long as you know that there's going to be a lot of – there will be from certain shows and producers a lot of no's. But I get – there's one guy out of Philly who calls me 3 to 4 times a week, and I get 4 to 5 emails a week from this guy. And it's always just – for some of the stuff he's pitching me, it just doesn't work for our show. But every once in a while something comes through, then I'm like, ah, that would work. And it's just, you just have to be consistent and don't be offended if a show says no or a couple shows say no. There will be a time and place to get you guys on the air. It will happen. Just, you have to be consistent and don't take, when a producer says no, don't take it personal, and don't, that doesn't mean stop sending that person stuff. It just means it didn't work at that time.
We'd love to get some questions from you if you're listening in. For J.C. Fernandez, the executive producer of the Mark and the Mercedes in the Morning Show in Las Vegas, just dial *2 to raise your virtual hand. That's *2, and we'll get your questions on. This gentleman who pitches you an awful lot from back east in Philadelphia, you said it's not necessarily right for your show. How important is it, you think, that potential guests do their homework ahead of time to see if they're a good potential fit for your show?
Yeah, well, definitely, you should do your homework, because our target audience is women 25-54, and anytime we do a topic of guests, we kind of put it through a mental filter of what is going on in a female 25-54, what's going on in her world right now. She's got the soccer mom with the kids. What's going on with the world? Is she big into sports? Is she not big into sports? So if we get a pitch from someone saying Monday's Bears-Dolphins matchup is going to be huge, our expert in Chicago Bears can tell you all about the game, we're not even going to think of that, because that doesn't fit our audience. But if we get someone who says, hey, Dancing with the Stars is all the rage, and our such-and-such guest can tell you how to do a certain dance at home, that is something that will catch my eye, because it fits our target audience.
And having said that, and I see we've got a question about to come in, having said that, on the football example that you gave us with the Bears and the Dolphins, if there were a female slant to that, maybe, you know, who are the top five sexiest players in the NFL, or who looks the cutest in their football pants, then you might take a closer look at that.
Yes, and then I've worked with shows in the past that we have gone that route. Shows before where it's a general sports pitch, we don't look at it, but you come back saying, what's the football widow is the term, I think, for the wife,
yeah,
who has,
yeah,
the husband that watches football all the time. Are you a football widow? Well, let our expert come on, and he'll teach you 5 things that you need to know about football that you can impress your husband with. Or fantasy football is huge, but it's not big with our audience, but we get a pitch that's something kind of a spin saying, our guest will teach you the 10 things you need to know to impress your man about fantasy football. Stuff like that kind of catches my eye.
All right, very good. Aaron, our next question.
We have a question from Craig P. He asks, is it enough to email the interview host or producer, or do all the bigger shows only respond to phone calls?
Now, JC, you said for you, the phone doesn't do it.
Correct. I'm all emails. Or if you're going to call my cell phone, and which I have on my outgoing office line. It's just, I don't check my office voicemail. I just don't, and that's really bad to say that. But just in this day and age, where everyone gets, you get 3 email accounts on my phone, text messages, Facebook, I prefer just to go that route.
And hold on a second. So you put your cell phone number on the voicemail on your office phone.
Yes.
And yet you said a bunch of people still leave messages for you on your office phone, which tells me those potential guests aren't paying attention.
That's a good point. Exactly. I think this morning there was 10 voicemails on there, and I'll go through them later on today or tomorrow. But the first thing I say on my outgoing voicemail is I don't check my messages. Here's my cell phone number. And I'm putting my cell phone number out there for a reason. I don't mind if someone calls me and pitches me on my cell phone. If I can take the call, I will. If I can't, I can't. But it's a great point that people don't even catch that, and they still just leave a message on my office line.
Unbelievable. All right. Now, you network with a lot of other big show producers, and I'm not going to ask you to drop names, but I know that, you talk to producers in the biggest markets in the country with some of the biggest shows in the country. You're one of the leading executive radio show producers in the business. Do you get a sense that these other producers are like you, that they utilize email almost exclusively, or do some of them use the phone?
I would say email, because majority of the producers that I network with, I haven't talked to them on the phone or face-to-face and probably since the last radio convention I went to. It's all email and text messages, for us at least, because it's, especially during the show, and you're moving all over the place during the show. You don't have time to take a call, but you've got a couple seconds to shoot an email or something like that. So myself and the other producers, at least that I interact with, we're all emails. I don't call them.
All right, very good. CBS Radio producer J.C. Fernandez is our guest today. We're talking about exactly how you can generate thousands of dollars in free media exposure by doing these big radio shows. And along with the big ones, too, J.C., I know you're a big city guy, but I think there's a real value in doing small market and medium market radio interviews as well. In some cities, if you have one of the most listened to radio shows in a small market, you may actually have more listeners than one of the second tier stations in a major market. Agree or disagree?
Oh, completely agree. Absolutely. And especially if you have a new book or a new product, start with the smaller stations and all of a sudden you've got 20 interviews down, and then you send out a press release and that jumps out to the bigger markets of, oh, look, this guest has done, 20 interviews over the past month. Something's working here. So I would definitely say go for those smaller markets, absolutely, and especially now, like I said, with Twitter, Facebook, and podcast, there's so many different ways. Once you get on that show, that show is going to market you through their own website.
Is it bad form to ask for a couple of things here? The first is it bad form to ask for a tape of the interview?
No, it's not bad form, but I will tell you, we've taped interviews before, and they haven't gotten on, we haven't aired them. Because for some reason or another, the guest is not entertaining, the connection's bad, and we edit it, and like, you know what, this is not going to work, and we just don't air the call. So it's not bad form to ask for a copy of it, but there are times where there might not be a copy because the interview did not air.
Okay.
Which goes, if you get a chance to go live on a radio show as a guest, absolutely take it, because there's no, like you said earlier, Burke, there's no editing. You know you're going to be on the air versus if you're calling a show like ours where we're going to tape your call, we're going to edit it, and then even after we edit it, there's a chance that it might not make the air because it doesn't meet certain criteria. I think you're better off if you have the chance as a guest to go live. But as a producer, I would want all the guests to be taped.
All right, and along those lines, what about after the fact? We recommend to a lot of our clients that they, on their websites, if they have it, put some video up of them on TV or put some audio up of them on other radio shows so that other producers around the country can see and hear what they sound like. Do you personally ever go on to websites and listen to folks and see what they sound like to make sure they're a good fit for you? And as a secondary part of that question, if the guest asked for a copy of an air check of them being on your show, would you supply it?
Yes. Well, yeah, if we have it, we'll definitely give you the air check. That's no problem at all. But yeah, I've gone to sites before where a potential guest, and I go to their website, and it's great to see. You hear the audio, or if they did a local news station and you've got that YouTube video of you being on the local CBS or ABC affiliate pitching your product, that stuff does help to see that you've got experience doing interviews, and also kind of see what your personality is like, to see how you are being interviewed. Do you have that the level of energy that we're looking for? You are entertaining. So that does help, yes.
Okay. You'd also mentioned earlier in the call this Bitboard service that I'm very familiar with. I'm sure some of our listeners may not be. This is where producers from around the country at all these leading radio morning shows share information. Is it bad form to ask to be recommended in a Bitboard report that could be filed and all these other producers could see it? Because I would think that would be huge for a guest if you could somehow, get JC and Mercedes from Mark and Mercedes to recommend you to these other shows. That's a real endorsement.
Yeah, absolutely. I would do it too, because you have to, if you do an interview, let's say you are live on a morning show, once the interview is done, there's just the morning show is still moving on until 10 o'clock. They go nonstop from the time the show starts till 10 o'clock. So I would wait till once the show's over, shoot an email after the fact and, check in and ask the host how they felt it went, and is there stuff that they can improve as a guest for the interview they just did. And then definitely ask them if they can you know, network your product to other other producers and shows across the country.
So no harm in asking then.
No harm at all. But I would wait till if you do the, I would wait till that show is over, because if you know, we wrap up a guest for some reason, we took the guest live and they're on at 7, we wrap up at 7:05 or 7:10, and I just jump on and say thank you, and I got this guest asking me, oh, by the way, can you do this, can you do that? We just on the time, because the show is still moving. We have other things to move on to. But once, yeah, after 10 o'clock, shoot an email, call my cell. Absolutely. I have no problem.
Okay. So, and that's a great point. You don't have time while the show is on live for long, protracted conversations. Make those off the air. We place a lot of guests on a big syndicated show out of Chicago, and quite often that show will hang up on a guest immediately as soon as it's the interview is over.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean you've done a bad job. That's just because of the way the show's moving along. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And if I don't get a chance to jump on there when the interview's over and say thank you, I will try to make the effort to, or I do make the effort to call the guests once the show's over and say, hey, you know, thanks so much for coming on. It was great. But that's just, yeah, that's just the nature of how it works. You know, it's things are moving fast. And I just want to give another example. It's kind of funny where this was about 10 years ago, and we had an expert on regarding a handwriting expert on our show.
Okay.
And he was just taking his time answering the questions, and just it was taking forever to get to the point. And so this was live. Mark and Mercedes said, hey, hold on 1 second. So I immediately jumped on and said, listen, you need to pick up the pace. Just get right to the point. We'll plug your product. And this guy had an issue with it. He's like, no, I need time to explain my answers. And I'm trying to tell him, as the producer of the show, saying, listen, I know what works for us. And if you want to stay on the air and keep this interview moving forward, you need to pick up the pace. And he didn't. And that was the last time we booked that guest. And this gentleman is still doing press. And anytime I see his name come up, I tell other producers that story. So you know what? We had him on once before. He was long-winded. And then when we took him off the air real fast to tell him to pick up the pace, to move things along, and he refused to, that right there was a red flag. And so, you know, the host is trying to help you out and move the show along. So don't take offense to anything they say. If they tell you to speak up or be more direct, don't take offense to that. It's in your best interest that they're trying to look out for you.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Remember, folks who are listening to this call, that you are a guest in their house. They're giving you thousands of dollars in free publicity. All you're doing is being a guest, being an entertaining guest. So if they give you coaching and direction, absolutely take it and give them what they're looking for, and it'll serve you. If you don't, it could cause big problems. You'll never get that booking again. We'll get into that coaching in just a second. Aaron, do we have another question?
Hey, yeah, there's a question from Donald. He asks, is there any type of service that can handle getting me booked on shows?
A service that can help you get booked on shows.
That can handle getting him booked on it, where he doesn't have to do it himself.
Well, there are a couple of different services out there. You know, our firm, Allen Media Strategies, does a lot of outbound calling. And Donald, I'll tell you that, you know, as much as I'd like to say there's some secret sauce and some magic in what we do, there isn't. It's just an awful lot of sending out emails to the right people and being consistent with it and making a lot of phone calls to our connections. So certainly we do that at Allen Media Strategies. Our guest match service that we talked about, whether it's only a buck for a 30-day trial membership, it's sort of an online Rolodex that producers go to help find you. And there are some other services that are out there that do that. I'd be more than happy to talk to you after the call about those kinds of services. And JC, I'm sure that there's some services that you guys run up against quite often that book guests. When you're approached by a professional publicist as opposed to just a really interesting guy with a really interesting pitch, does it make much difference whether it comes from a marketing publicity firm or whether it comes from an individual? I would think no.
No, it doesn't. As long as it's, you know, if it's an interesting product, I'm going to listen to the pitch either way, whether it's a publicist or it's the actual person that's, you know, calling the pitches on product yourself. If it's an interesting product, book, what have you, I'm still going to listen to the pitch. It doesn't matter to me which side it comes from.
And
on my end, too, there's a lot of celebrity services that we get that, you know, that deal with just, you know, these five celebrities are going to be in Las Vegas this weekend. You know, here's if you want to try to get them on the show, here's the publicist that you need to call and stuff. So there's a lot of services, like celebrity-wise, that come our way to book guests on our show.
Got it. You talked about how you tried to give this handwriting analysis expert some off-air coaching and to help him get a little bit better. And one of the mistakes that he made was that he was very slow and methodical and didn't get to the point. Give me the top three mistakes that people make on the air.
And
I know I'm putting you on the spot here. So.
No, not at all. The first one, it is being long-winded. We like response to be kind of, short, direct, and right to the point. That's even if a listener calls up our show just to join in on a topic or to make a comment to Mark and Mercedes, the first thing I tell them, listen, just be direct, get right to your point. So the same goes with the guests. Just be direct and right to your point and let Mark and Mercedes, the host of the show, they'll guide you and just kind of follow their lead where they take the interview. And also just make sure important that you're not calling from your cell phone. That is, like I said earlier, the most frustrating thing is when someone does an interview and they're on their cell phone and it's a bad connection. Or we've had people call us, a comedian call us once, and he just boarded a plane. And it's like, you're on your cell phone just about to board a plane, so we have you for a limited amount of time, and then you can't be yourself because you're sitting on a plane. To me, it's disrespect.
And it's an amazing thing that we run into all the time to let people know that you really need to be on a landline. And we get pushback, JC. We get people who say, well, I'm not going to do that. That's a problem. No way. I'm not interested. But a great phone line makes all the difference in the world. And had that comedian, by the way, JC, had said to you guys, look, I am so sorry. I've got to get on a plane right now. The scheduling got mixed up. Is there any way that I can call you as soon as I get to my hotel? I bet, knowing you, you would have tried to accommodate them and get them on later if at all possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially since if we're taping stuff, we're very flexible. But this was, I remember we had booked it, a week in advance, and he was promoting a gig that he had in Vegas. And the gig was on a Saturday, and we were taping the call Thursday after the show for playback on Friday. And here it is, 10 a.m., and he's about to board a plane. And we just couldn't do it. And I think we tried to do it, and he had to hang up, and we didn't air the call, and he didn't get the press that he needed to plug a show. And so, yeah, we're very flexible. If you call at, if we have you booked at the tape and interview at 10 a.m. on Tuesday and it's 8 o'clock in the morning and there's a family emergency or realize you have a business meeting to take, you give us a heads up. We'll definitely reschedule. But it's so much better to reschedule that than versus have you be on your cell phone in the back of a cab as you're flying through the city or something. It's just frustrating.
Makes sense. All right, more questions, Aaron?
Yeah, we have a question from Tony in Georgia. He says, are all the questions one hears on a radio or TV interview prearranged? Basically, he says, unless you're running for public office, he's guessing that all of it's prepared in advance.
I can tell you, Tony, that what we recommend to our clients is that they supply TV and radio hosts with a short list of sample questions that they can use. And we found about 80 to 85% of the time, the host will use some or all of those sample questions. It just helps them to prepare for the interview in advance. Some of the really sharp interviewers, the top tier shows like the one that JC works with, may not at all use those questions and may veer off. So you really need to know your subject matter. Do your guys, Mark and Mercedes, it's been a while since I've worked with them there in the building, do they use sample questions or will they sometimes veer off and do their own thing still?
For whatever guest it is, we have a bio, whether it's a celebrity guest or author, we have a bio of what they're pitching, bullet points of what the product is all about. What's great about Mark and Mercedes is during the interview, they're actually listening to what the guest is saying. So, a lot of times the guest will say something they're paying attention to the interview and it'll pique their attention, and the interview might go off in a different direction, but it's a direction that they're taking it. So it's entertaining, but it definitely always supplies some information because, for some reason something can happen where the host loses their train of thought. Something happens in the studio, they get distracted, or the interview is just not, it's just not clicking. At least they've got something to fall back on. At least they've got stuff to fall back on.
All right. Great answer. So we'll supply those sample questions. They may use them, or it may go in another more interesting direction.
I'd like to let everybody know also that there will be a replay of this available, and if they want to call or email us for details, we can go ahead and get that to them. We have a question from Nancy. With so many hosts also now double-dutying as producers with less time to devote to content and prep, what's the best way to serve and support them to land an interview?
That's a great question. Yeah, there are less and less producers, especially in smaller and medium markets, and more hosts that are sort of doubling up. How could a potential guest make your job easier? Or for some of the other shows there in the CBS building that maybe don't have the luxury of an executive producer, how can guests make it easier for the host and make it easier to help themselves get on the air?
I would just make the actual booking process as easy as possible. If you email me a pitch, and you know, then tell me to call so-and-so to book this interview, you know, just make it as easy as possible on the host where I can just reply and say, hey, does Tuesday 10 a.m. work for you? And then be able to respond to that email. Just make it as easy as possible for the host. And then especially if that's the case where this host doesn't have a producer or doesn't have someone, interns or someone to do the research, definitely supply them with, you know, 10 questions, you know, that would work for the interview and a bio about yourself in bullet point form too. It's if someone sends over a bio, we get a lot of bios sent our way, and it's two or three pages of stuff. The host, when they're doing an interview, they don't have time to read these. It needs to be in bullet point form. That's the best way. All our bios, everything, just bullet points. So Mark and Mercedes can just look down. Okay, you know, we talked about this. Here's the next bullet point I want to hit. So definitely, if there's no producer or intern, supply them with information, but in an easy-to-read bullet point form for the interviews.
That makes sense, and I can tell you that, JC, that's the way that we present all our stuff. It's one or two paragraphs of background and bio information, some sample questions, bullet points, and you're done. It's all in one sheet, so you really boil it down.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time. Aaron, any other questions?
Nope, that was it.
All right. I promised that we would do this for our Speaker Match listeners. Brian Kaplowitz and his gang at Speaker Match are fantastic partners for Allen Media Strategies. And for Speaker Match members who are listening to the call today, we would like to extend to you the opportunity to attend our upcoming Media Mastery Weekend event for half price. And there's more. Brian had made an excellent suggestion, and we think that it has merit. We will, in addition to extending that half-price special to Speaker Match members, we'll also add on 3 months of services from Allen Media Strategies afterwards. So once you get in here, you get that hands-on in-studio training to learn how to be a great radio and television guest. Afterwards, we'll give you that 3 months of free retainer services so that we will actually go out and make those pitches for you. Now, that costs thousands of dollars on a regular basis, and you'll get that absolutely free, as well as being able to attend Media Mastery Weekend for half price. Now, we only have 3 slots available at that pricing, and it's not available on the website. You'll have to contact our office to nail that down. So it'll be the first 3 folks who call in at 703-589-8960, 703-589-8960 if you'd like to take advantage of our Media Mastery Weekend at half price for tuition and 3 months of free retainer services. That number again is 703-589-8960. JC, I'll tell you, I've got a whole page full of notes that I've written down, and you've taught an old radio guy like me some new things on the call today, so I want to thank you very much for being a part of it.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And if anyone out there wants to get in touch with me, it's email is radiojc@yahoo.com. Like I said, email me, and I'll shoot back. If you have a question or something for me directly or about something I said, please feel free to reach out to me. But thanks for having me on this call today. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Now, if people email you their pitches, that's okay, right?
I'll read it. I will read it. That's my promise to you. I will read the pitch.
And if you happen to be traveling to Las Vegas and you want to listen to J.C. Fernandez and the Mark and the Mercedes morning program, it's 94.1 FM. And can you listen online, too? I would imagine you can.
Yeah, mix941.fm. And I have 2 shows nightly at the Tropicana as well.
And do you keep your clothes on at the Tropicana?
No, that's because the whole the ideal image, I roll up in my Ford, the endorsement, and then laser hair removal. So nice. This is very awkward. I'm sorry.
JC Fernandez, thanks for being on the call today, and thanks to everyone for listening. On behalf of Guest Match, Speaker Match, and Allen Media Strategies, and our Director of Client Services, Aaron Leisner, I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Go out and make it a great day and get lots and lots of free media exposure. Bye, everybody.